Blog Talk Radio.
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
How's everybody doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And just ask you to open your spirit on us, Father, and open up our spiritual eyes, because we're nothing in this world without you. And just continue to walk the righteous path that you want us to walk. In the name of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we continue to say amen. How's everybody doing today? So we didn't get with you on Saturday. It was pretty busy over the weekend. And hope everybody had a safe weekend. And just keep, you know, God in your heart and everything. So just wanted to touch bases with you for like 15 minutes and just share what's going on and what we need to do in these end times. A lot of people, you know, always ask questions and have theories and everything. So we just want to say, you know, in these times, this is, we need prayer, you know, and we need Jesus, you know, and it don't take the Bible. It doesn't take the Bible to let you know. You don't need to, what I'm getting at is, you don't need to read the Bible to see what's going on. People know there's something going on. You know, from the weather to the walls getting changed and everything else in it. Hold on, excuse me. Sorry about that. But, again, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to find out there's something going on today. So what do? Just look upon the Bible. Most people don't even understand, you know, what's going on, and things are starting to be unfair and unjust in the systems and things like that. So we just have to put everything in perspective and see what God is allowing, you know. And for most people, need to know that his Christ, his return is coming soon, whether you believe it or not. Now, what we should know is that the ways of the world is not going to protect you, especially to this country and what's happening with the world. You can't just let, you know, your job or your money or your worldly source think they can pull you through. It's just impossible. If you're not spiritual, you need to get spiritual. You know, you don't want to find out the hard way. It's not a force at all, but just to recognize it and just try and see what's going on. Things are really developing in front of our eyes, and we're clearly about to see a war here soon. And we always say, you know, we can discuss about the bad, but the remedy is like, the thing is, what's the remedy? What do you do? You know, you believe alone in the Lord. It's like, well, I believe the Lord. You know, what should I do? Then you pray. It's like, well, say I pray, then what? Well, you repent. Repent is trying to do his will. Warn others. These signs are warnings. Warnings of what? Of destruction. Okay? Destruction. We have to understand that this is destruction. It's about to head upon us. So what's the warning about it? You think you see something now, this is nothing. It's the warning about destruction. It's about to come and hit this country harder than what it's ever been hit with. And it's all biblical. Whether you believe it or not, Christian or not, there's something going on. I mean, people scratch their head and like, well, you know, it's this and that. I mean, what do you do? Again, I'm telling you the remedy now while it's free. This is what this show is for, to give you everything and understanding about the Lord on what he wants to know you. He wants to get your information. I mean, not get your information, but he wants your attention. There's no other God that's telling you that he loves you and he wants to protect you when trials and tribulations come. Okay? That's the thing we have to understand, us as Christians. And most Christians don't speak this out amongst others. What we have to understand is that this fight, the good fight, is to warn others. You know, I mean, right now we're at the end of it. So just sharing that with you and giving you an understanding on that is that these warnings, these signs, I mean, it's here. We are living in the end times. Excuse me. Out of the Bible and all these things that the Bible discusses and everything, it's now. What Daniel was talking about is now. What Isaiah was talking about is now. The only way you're going to get delivered out of it is Jesus Christ. Through Jesus. It's a very demonic world that we live in, but it's about to get worse. When these two witnesses come and tell you these end times is coming, the ways of the world is not going to save you. I'm not trying to scare and boast anything about it, but it is what it is. I mean, the love of Christ is always going to be around, but there's going to be a famine on the land with food, the word of God, these things like that that this country has never witnessed. We're going to be like a third world country here within the next year. It's developing. Our leader is making bad decisions towards Israel. And the reason why we're a strong country in the first place is because of Israel. And now the country's turning its back on it. So when you're doing these trials and these tribulations, you pray upon the Lord to pray for the country and pray for your surroundings, because it's going to get bad. If God did it to Israel, he'll do it to America. And God loves Israel. So in these times, if you don't understand the biblical times and things like that, I'm not trying to get you to get to that point. I'm not trying to go ahead and just force everything like, oh, this and that or whatever. I'm telling you basic instructions before this chaos happens on what to do, what to look for. In these times, it's Jesus. Thank God we have Jesus and the Holy Spirit. The value of the American dollar is going down. Spiral, bad. That means here soon the dollar's not going to be worth nothing. The dollar's not going to be worth anything. Okay? We have to put things in perspective and see what's in front of us. What's important, what's the next best thing is to save these lives and give people understanding on Jesus is coming. We have a red moon coming up, and it's a serious one in September. So we must know what to look for. I mean, everything's hunky-dory on and okay now. Everybody's doing the dailies and going to work. But here soon, that work ain't going to matter. You know, I don't want to say survival, but, you know, it's going to be pretty bad. You know, it's not going to be what people expected. It's going to be very militant. You know, the police is supposed to protect and serve. Now they're more militant, you know, more forceful. And, of course, we're getting way out of that character. There's more corruption than ever. To the point, it's like, who do you trust? You trust on one person, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And hopefully you have a great pastor or evangelist, too, to trust, too, as well. People are knowing that this time is coming. It's here. It's bad. It's bad. I mean, it's like, what do you turn to? You can't turn to money. You can't turn to your friends, in a sense, if your friends is led by God. But if they're in the same boat as you, they got to turn somewhere, too, as well. But in these trials and tribulations, you better, hopefully you got to get to know the Lord. And it's not off of a force. It's that it's the only way. You understand? It's the only way. It's the only way. Right now. I mean, it's been the way, but I want people to understand it's that just try anything else, it's gonna default. And the way they're coming, they're trying to get to your point. They're trying. This one world government is trying to get to the point of how you live. They're gonna try to. If you can't get this, you have to wear this code or have this kind of code to even get milk and water. That's controlling the system. And that's what Obama's pushing for. And the way Satan is setting this up, they're making it worse to make it feel like you need them, and then they build upon it again. It's terrible. It's really a demonic government that we're living under. And it has nothing to do with Christ. None. From what the Pope is saying, having a relationship with Jesus is dangerous. People are bluntly disrespecting Christ. And if you live by that, you're going to die by it. So us as Christians, we stand tall amongst each other as well and try to guide the lost. But I can't speak for the people who come against it, because if you come against it, you come against it. And just God bless you, and hopefully, you know, your spiritual eye opens and you come to Christ. But it's there. The time is now. So within this next year, just have your eyes open more than what you ever have and pray more than what you ever have done. So I have 90 seconds to go. Going to speak upon another situation. Well, not a situation or things, is what's going on, and I haven't talked to y'all in a while, so I just wanted to touch bases with y'all briefly, because I love my people. My people love me. You pray for me, I pray for you as well. And if you wish me the opposite, I still pray for you as well. So I just want to say thank you for listening, and hopefully this opened up, your spiritual eye towards Christ and give you a better understanding on God. And if I come off harsh, I apologize, but this word is like a double-edged sword, and it's not to offend people. Is supposed to, I mean, it's correcting people in a way to live. But again, you know, it's your choice. But God bless you, and hopefully we hear from you. And if you need prayers, please call in, and we'll pray together as we pray for your loved ones or yourself as well. And just wanted to say thank you. And just God bless y'all. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.